Good evening. Hope everybody's doing well. I want to just say one more time before we begin the service that I appreciate all the decorating. It looks wonderful. I mean, it really does. So thank you to all the folks that decorated and volunteered and helped out with that. And the poinsettias look wonderful. I want to thank you for that, too. If you would, turn to page 1 of your program, and we're going to begin with the responsive reading, Call to Worship. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. May our worship glorify God and acknowledge his love through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Today we will light the first candle of the Advent wreath. The Advent wreath guides the thoughts of our church family as we worship. The glowing flames of the candles remind us of the Star of Bethlehem. But more importantly, they remind us of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. The lighting of the candles calls us to worship and to set this time apart as holy. The Advent wreath contains 5 candles, 4 around the circumference of the wreath and 1 in the center. Each candle has a meaning and is lit on a particular Sunday leading up to Christmas Day. Today, we will light the candle of hope. The candle of hope reminds us of the hope believers have in Jesus Christ.
Matthew 1:23, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let's pray. Father, we light this candle to thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We who were once in the darkness of sin have seen the light of Jesus Christ, the hope of salvation. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now we'll have a series of responsive readings and narrations.
The poinsettias. Scripture, Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and 7 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and to the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The bright blood red poinsettias have become the most popular of all Christmas flowers. The star of the leaf is said to represent the star that stood over the Christ child. The red flower stands for the blood of Christ, who came to be our Savior. Tonight, we have decorated the front of our sanctuary with poinsettias. Each poinsettia has been placed in memory of or in honor of someone special. And if you look at the back of your brochure, there. Bulletin, you'll see the names of the people that they're in honor of and the special names that represent the poinsettias.
If you would, please take your hymnal, turn to hymn number 85, The First Noel. Hymn number 85.
The wreath. Scripture, 1 John 4, 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we not love God, but he that loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
The wreaths that we have hung also have symbolic significance. Their endless circle reminds us of the endless love of God. Their green color, which is evergreen, reminds us that the new life that God gives us will never die.
Now, if you would, please turn to hymn number 87, Joy to the World. Hymn number 87, let's stand and sing.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whatsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
John 3:14-18.
We call this service tonight the Hanging of the Greens, because traditionally, evergreens have been used to emphasize the nativity. Green represents renewal, new life, freshness, and new birth. Plants such as pine, fir, holly, ivy, and mistletoe are called evergreens because they do not die. Throughout all seasons of the year, they remain evergreen. It is no wonder that we decorate our sanctuary and homes with evergreens during this season. It reminds us of the life that was and is evergreen, ever alive.
All right, if you would please turn to hymn number 88, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hymn number 88, and let's stand.
Our scripture is Psalms 66, verse 1 through 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Bring forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Hark how the bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. These familiar words remind us of the importance of the ringing of the bells during the Christmas season. Their beautiful sounds remind us of the joy we feel in our hearts and the joy we want to share with others during the season.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing, like a choir they're singing. And in my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing, like a choir they're singing. Does anybody God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells they're ringing, like a choir they're singing, and with our hearts
evergreen tree, Isaiah 55, 12 through 13. For ye shall go out with joy and be set forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree,
and he shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. As y'all can tell, our evergreen trees are decorated with white and gold. The Christmas began years and years ago before our times. God blessed the offering and it became a song of praise and thanksgiving to him. It continues as a witness to his love and his glory, as a proclamation of his holy name through his Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. The Chrismon is a combination of parts of two words, Christ and monogram. A Chrismon is just that, a monogram of Christ. Over the years, it has developed that a Chrismon may be a monogram, a sign, a type, or a combination of such symbols. The one requirement is that it must refer primarily to our Lord and God. Symbols, aspects of our Christian faith. The chrismons are gold and white to symbolize the purity and perfection and the glory of the Son, our God. Each one of these ornaments on these trees has a different meaning. The cross is God's saving work through Jesus Christ. The crown is the victory over sin and death, place of honor at the right hand of God. The butterfly, our Lord's resurrection. The angels being God's created to praise and serve him.
If you would take your hymnal, turn to hymn number 86, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Hymn number 86. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, Paul, an apostle, not of men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible says, But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, the Bible says, You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. If you would look at page 3 at the responsive reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The hour of worship ends. Through praise, adoration, and proclamation, we have worshiped the living God. Let us rid our hearts of selfishness, thoughtlessness, and vain pride. So may we live in preparation for the coming of God's Son and to do his holy will. So may we live in preparation for the coming of God's kingdom. May we too become mindful of God's glories. So may the blessed Spirit always guide us and lead us into the ways of peace. So may we offer ourselves and our substance to God. Now, if you would please turn to hymn number 91. Hymn number 91, Silent Night. And let's stand. Thank you. Silent night, holy night. Well, I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, and thank you for coming tonight. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the light of the world. On that silent night, you came to a world that for many, they did not even know you were here. But you came to save everyone. And Father, I pray if there is someone here who does not know you as Lord and Savior, that through the reading of your word, through the songs that we've sung, perhaps they've heard for the first time about the wonderful, wonderful blessing of Christmas and what it means. As we enter this holiday season, may we look around, be attentive to the needs of those around us, and may we share the love and the hope, the peace, and the glory of Jesus Christ with those we come in contact with. Thank you for tonight and for this season. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.